CliffCentral.com.
Just after 7 o'clock, CliffCentral.com. The reason we're playing Def Leppard is because that 80s show is back today at 11 o'clock live on CliffCentral.com. Don't miss out on that. Lots of people love it, and you might too. Who knows? It might be your cup of tea. It might be your thing. All right, we're all here.
Which 80s show, Gareth?
That 80s show.
Ah. Sorry, couldn't buzz on
Sia that. Sangweni's here. Leanne Moll's here. Pinky is here as well, Mokeman, and we're all here to look after you this morning.
Sorry.
What's going
Leanne
on?
Leanne is just so awkward.
Why is she awkward? What did she do?
Leanne, you know you could have just asked Pinky
what
to move aside.
Instead, I touched her on the knee.
No, like, Pinky is sitting right next to a plug point in the studio, and Leanne needs to plug in her charger.
Right.
She could have just gently nudged her or like mouthed something, but instead she was just standing next to Pinky, hovering around,
hovering,
hoping that Pinky will just instinctively know what's going on.
Hey, listen.
I'm awkward like that.
Today's Black Friday, so stay away from the shops if you can, but Sia is being tempted by online sales, so it could happen to you.
He's looking at men's clothing. I just find men's clothing so boring. I'm really sorry.
Good thing you're not a man.
Like standing in Woolworths in the men's section while my brother's trying to buy something, and all I can see is rows of the same thing in navy blue, gray, and brown.
You know, there are some women, and you're lucky you're not married, there's some women who have to shop for their husbands.
Then you're not a man. If
really?
You can't shop for yourself, if you can't pack for yourself. I heard a story yesterday just from a colleague where she said the last time she ever packed for her husband was when she packed a pair of pants and he got to the holiday place and said, "You forgot the belt."
Oh.
And she said that was the last time.
Yeah, okay, look, I think you got to pack your own clothes if you're a man, and you should really know what your thing is. But I see women in the men's section buying a whole bunch of stuff, and I think it must be for their husbands or for their children, right?
Mm-hmm. It's okay if you're out and about and you do that, but really, a man should be able to know what clothes to put on his body. You know?
Hey, I don't. No one buys my clothes, but I'm saying there are a lot of men who don't mind their.
I don't mind.
You don't mind shopping for a man?
I don't mind.
Do you think that some guys have such terrible taste?
Yeah, that's what you're scared of.
Sometimes
it's happened to me before.
Yeah, so. Sometimes the women shop for them to make it better choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You see, some people are so conditioned like that. I know, like, you can't expect now some men who've been in relationships for 10 years and they're always so accustomed to someone doing something for them that they will, on their own accord, not just wake up and go, "Oh, actually, no." I know my dad has not done his own shopping since, honestly, I'm not even exaggerating, since I've been around.
For clothes.
His own clothes shopping.
Your mother buys it, all the stuff for him.
It's just a given. And it's not like, oh my gosh, no, she's a slave to him. But it's just
also,
one of those things.
I bet you his accent's not like that.
No. No, as in like, it's not that she also is a slave to him. But it's just, I don't know, the way things have always been.
Here's a man, Marcus, who agrees with Leanne. Men's clothes are so boring.
Mm.
Okay. You don't agree, Sia.
No. Well, my taste is also different. Oh, perish the day you see me in a golf t-shirt or like a polo shirt. No. We don't.
You wouldn't wear that,
no.
Huh?
I always need something at least two sizes too small. A deep V-neck. A tassel.
A bit of glitter.
Glitter imprint wouldn't hurt. Something embossed. Something with the print. Guys, come on now. If you see me as one of those crisp shirts tucked into like chinos, and then the most creative thing I'm doing is wearing colored socks, know that I've lost the plot. Then
no,
you can
no,
go and disown me and feed us.
Can't see you in that.
Is that too soon?
Sure. Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're persuaded by these sales too, I think it's so patronizing for other people to say to you, "Now remember not to spend all of your money and go into debt." If you want to, I hate to say this, but if you want to be irresponsible, who the hell are these people on TV and on radio and everywhere else to tell you not to? It's almost worse that they think they somehow are superior and that they don't ever fall for these sales, and therefore they better warn you, because shame, poor you, you don't know how to manage your money. It may be true that you don't know how to manage your money.
Yeah, there are some people who need it.
But you don't need to be told that by some idiot 5 rand a day journalist. No, come on. If someone puts up a sign or has a social media post about don't fall for the sales. Like, I got into this a while ago, and I will admit I was one of those people who's like, here's some advice for Black Friday. It's none of my business. You want to go and spend money, you want to stand in a queue with 5 million other people to buy a flat screen TV, go for it. You do that. Don't let me stop you. But at the same time, just know there are dangers around this and that a lot of people go into debt, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to tell you not to spend your money or to go into deep credit.
Mm. Yeah.
Manage yourself. None of my business.
Buy your own clothes.
Yeah. You're manage still yourself. On that one. Yes.
Here's an interesting point on the men's clothing from Spore. Spore says, old men's clothing is boring. None of my outfits are boring. Also, maybe the problem is that you're shopping at Woolies, Leanne. That's according to Spore this morning.
Yeah, Woolies have got it right for women, but I'm not sure about the men's stuff. I don't see much creative stuff.
It's really interesting.
There.
Like, Anthea was here the other day, and she told us that one of the big retailers got their summer or their winter or some other line wrong.
It was Mr. Price?
Yes, that's right.
And they paid a serious price for it because their sales actually dipped dramatically. Which
wasn't
means,
just a serious price, which it was means, a Mr. Price.
And that has to be one of the most tough jobs in the world then, because you're not guessing based on any kind of numbers. You don't know because you're buying ahead.
Yeah.
Right? And you're buying for a market that is quite picky by the sound of things. And if you get it wrong, there's a serious cost.
Mm.
Being one of those buyers for those big retail stores must be a really tough business.
Mm, hugely.
But I was so fascinated once speaking to someone who has studied, what do they study? It was like something to do with numbers.
Maths?
No, sorry. No, I just realized how stupid that sounds. Wait.
Accounting?
Part of it had to do with statistics.
Economics?
Yeah.
Which one could it be?
And you know, a term like something to do with numbers means like any sort of department within
anything
a company.
But the
yes. Okay. But it had something to do with statistics, and they work for one of these group company that owns several fashion brands.
Okay.
And they have to sit down and look at the figures to almost predict what the fashion buying trends will then be. And I thought, oh, wow. It's not just...
There's a fair amount of science to it, but there's also a lot of thumb sucking because you have to guess, like, this is the color of the season and maybe we need more of those kinds of things. And also, you have to guess sizes because if you get your sizes wrong, you're going to be a big problem. Now, I saw on the TV news last night, there's some fat guy who's launched a fat guy's clothing label.
Oh, yeah. Like strictly for
for obese men,
plus size people.
Well, obese men. Let's just call it what it is, right? And he's launched this clothing label for obese men. So now, apparently, if you're a fat man, you can also look fashionable. See, because a lot of the clothes for big guys are really boring.
Same for women, and
it's khaki,
usually in purple or the colors that you don't want.
Like fat fashions.
Yeah. And also...
Fetifishins. Is there a shop called Fetifishins?
No, somewhere there's fat fashions.
There's a shop called Big and Tall.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You see, now, there are certain lines, though, that I just feel like shouldn't be crossed. And maybe because we're going into this, a gender-fluid society, that things might be different. But Kim Kardashian has recently launched her own line of...
Body contouring.
Skims. Yes, she called it Skims.
She first called it kimono.
What?
But she was...
What are... Just explain this
okay,
to me.
So
they're essentially Spanx by Kim Kardashian.
What are Spanx?
Body hugging... To keep in the flabby bits. So they look like cycling shorts or a full suit.
So they compress you and they give you a shape. Like, so for women, they'll give you like an hourglass figure and they'll accentuate the hips or the boobs, but give you a nice tiny waist.
Oh, and the worst is she wears them and she's just surgery. So it's very unfair. I've watched all the reviews on YouTube and the stuff doesn't work for everyone.
Well, no.
So she first called a kimono, but she was outed by the Japanese community, who said that's a traditional dress and it's...
Don't you smut it up with your...
Yes.
Your Spanx.
Exactly. So she went with Skims.
Yeah. In a skin by Kim.
Yeah.
Skims, okay.
And now she's saying that she is considering making these same types of products for men.
Where are you going to be? What do you need to do?
But look, Sia, you can't identify because you're skinny.
But there's just something. Would you find a man attractive when it's that time of the evening and, you know, after a great date and you go home with him and
well,
he
I
unbuttons
don't sleep
his
with
shirt
on the first
and he's
date,
got, and he's got Skims.
Oh, no.
I got my Skims up. No, and you think, wow, he's got such a flat stomach. He might have a
tummy,
six-pack.
But what about your moobs?
No.
Or if you have like particularly puffy nipples or...
And you know, there's certain things that now women can play up and it looks sexy. Like, you can wear a corset. Look, it's very old fashioned, but you know, you can pass off a corset as lingerie. And I think that looks sexy on a woman. A long ass something that tights you up as a man.
Like a unitard.
And then what is a man meant to do to take it off so that it looks sexy? Imagine a man rolling this long, tight
and everything
compression
comes out.
Something. Oh, no.
Wow.
Pinky, look, men don't even look sexy when they're taking off their socks or underpants.
Pinky, would you find any of this attractive? Men taking off their Skims? No.
I want to say no, but you never know, hey?
What would be attractive about it, Pinky?
Yeah, you never know.
This might be TMI, but I also have a weird turn-off of mine.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Go on.
I don't know why I'm sharing it, but whatever.
Sharing a lot for this today.
The way in which someone takes off their underwear does tend sometimes to put me off.
Also,
so
remember, men, take off your socks before you take off your pants, because underwear and socks is not a good look.
It depends. But I have a problem with if you pull, so you're holding your underwear by the waistband, you pull it down your legs, and then it just wrinkles and curls up your ankles until it's just like this clump of material.
So how much do you take them off?
That is not sexy. And then they kick it off at the ankles as well. Kick it off at the feet. That you are not doing anything to me there.
We've got two people who are desperate to climb into this conversation. Gugu, who's busy getting our podcast ready, and Mbulelo, who's joining us as an intern for the next couple of weeks. So what are you two getting all upset about? What's going on?
Mbulelo's laughing. I don't know. What's going on?
Are you laughing at Sia's description here? What's the problem?
It's the attention to detail when he's at the higher state of arousal, which is incredible.
It's a turn-off.
Just explain it again, because to be honest, I was not seeing...
So the pants mustn't...
They mustn't roll around. No, they mustn't roll up, and it just
underwear.
Looks weird. Yes.
So they must come off as if they came off a hanger.
It must just... It doesn't make sense, can't you just hold onto it and just get it off your legs? Once you now...
Now he's standing up.
Get
the visuals slightly.
He's getting ready.
Okay. So, you have your underwear on.
Yes.
At the waistband. You start shimming it off your legs.
Yes.
And then I don't know why certain men think this is fine. Once it gets over the knees, it's just like step out of it. And it just becomes a clump of material.
Okay, so show me how you would.
Oh, now girl.
You see, already the hips are swaying.
That's revealing some trade secrets, okay? They don't call me Polly Pretzel for nothing.
Pretend you're taking off your underwear.
But I think there's a way to do it. Hold it by the waistband. Look, straight men might not be inclined to sway your hips, but I think, you know...
What kind of underwear is that? It looks like a thong. Like,
yeah, why are you grabbing the ass bit like that?
Yeah, I think you can just...
Why are you grabbing your ass meat?
You can just slide it off nicely, and then you get one leg off. Maybe step into a very I'm in command stance here. And then it's another as well.
So you have to take it off with your
hands. Notice at this point, he's using his thumb and forefinger on each side.
That's all it has to be.
Delicately hold the underwear. And the pinky is up.
I must be honest.
We'll take the pinky down for the
straight. I have never, ever thought like this about the removal of underwear in any city. Am I right? Gugu, Mbulelo, back me up on this. We don't think about this. Sia's the only one in this room who has.
I've got a question, though. Like,
it's a public service announcement.
Yeah. Do females ever take off their own underwear? Because, like, if I think back, I'm always the one operating the female's underwear. Like,
you sometimes just leave them in the corner. All right, just take off your stuff. I'm going to brush my teeth.
No, we do tend to. I don't know. It's like a. It's a thing.
That the
you're
dude
not
takes it off.
You're not
for
supposed
you.
To seem desperate. So the man should take them off.
Yeah.
It's like, no, stop.
Well, clearly we have started a hell of a conversation here because people are saying socks on or off is a big issue for some people.
Yes, yes.
Sia, let's do a collaboration and design clippable underwear with clasps on the ass.
Oh. Huh.
Clasps? Oh, that feels so uncomfortable.
Clasps on the ass.
Clasps.
Years ago, I took clasps. Years ago, I took a thick girl to a dance club and had to use a knife to cut the body shape.
No, you lie.
She couldn't move her ass when we were dancing.
You lie.
That's from Vinny. Vinny.
I do like how I was born in an era when thick girls meant stupid girls.
Yeah. They mean sort of girls who are curvy. And then Spore says, I fully agree with Sia. There is an art to taking off underwear.
Slow clap.
All right. Okay, it's true. Right. Very good. Yeah?
What Sia's describing actually sounds like a porn film. I mean, Sia, have you ever said to somebody, cut, let's do that again, take it from the top? I mean...
I can imagine Sia doing that.
I'm not that crazy. But I have, mentally, as soon as I see someone do something off, they instantly go into a folder of, I'm not calling you again.
Oh, wow.
Or I really don't want to.
I had a friend who, if a girl tripped or fell or did something like that, he would stop dating them immediately. He would, drop them off at home. In fact, he went to pick up this one girl who...
This is so complicated.
...opened her front door. And she had to go down a flight of stairs, and she tripped and fell, and he drove away.
Oh, my God.
You see, I don't think these are extreme preferences. And plus, your preferences are your own, and you are inclined, and you actually have full liberty to decide whatever you want to do.
This is interesting from Giroz, who says, if a man will not take his socks off while having sex with you, you are his side chick. That's interesting. I don't know what the psychology is there, but there we go. Please, can you fully explain poly pretzels here? And then Guido is bored with this. He says, please, can we move on? Who cares how people take off their underwear?
I do.
All right. Well, let's look at some news. There are some things we need to pay attention to. Go ahead. Mm. What do we got?
This is a cute story. A grandmother... four years ago to be precise, texted her family member and said, would you like to come and join me for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
It went to the wrong number. It went to some random college student.
Oh.
And since then, he said yes, he would come to Thanksgiving. And since then, they've been doing it every year, and it's a tradition for them now. So, yeah, there's a...
Who was she trying to WhatsApp?
She was trying to WhatsApp her her grandson.
Oh, okay. But she got the number wrong.
Back in 2016.
And she ended up sending this to some random dude.
She sent it to, what's this guy's name? Jamal Hinton.
Jamal.
I mean, the two of them couldn't look further than friends if you had to see the photos.
No, it's like a dude my age and a middle-aged woman.
Yeah. Like you and I.
Oh, Leanne, is this you inviting me over for dinner?
Yeah, sure. And now he comes with his family as well, which is really cool. His family has grown, and I just think it's a cute story.
Yeah,
like,
well.
That they would never, ever have met.
We don't have Thanksgiving in South Africa, but we do have Christmas. And for a lot of people, Christmas is maybe the only time that, especially for old people, you know, that there are a lot of people who are very lonely in South Africa. Old people, maybe their husband or wife has died and they're on their own. And maybe they don't have family. Because we all think about our family. But my mother's like this. She loves to invite people who she knows are alone. And then we end up with all these fucking awful people at our Christmas dinner. She does this. She's got such a good heart. And then she invites these people. And they're lonely because they're probably awful people. And then they end up at Christmas...
I was not expecting this story to take this turn.
I was. You thought I was going to say, "Oh, shame! You should invite some." Say.
Yes, I was expecting you to say, and well, she invites all of these people, and really, it makes their day when they're around our dinner table.
And it does. It does. They have a lot of fun,
but it doesn't make yours.
No, I hate it. I know it's a horrible thing to admit. Most people wouldn't admit it. Most people go, "Oh, that's so sweet, and your mom is so nice."
No, my mom's invited like an entire other family this Christmas.
Right. And then they end up at dinner with you.
A family bigger than ours.
Right.
You're also grumpy about this.
No, I'm just surprised. And guess who does the running around on the day, you know?
Do you know this other family?
It is the time of year where you have to tolerate family that you don't necessarily spend a lot of time with the rest of the year. And we all know that. You know, it's also time for giving, so...
I'm very happy for it.
Sure.
And I know it'll be a great day.
But...
Did you sense a but?
No.
Sometimes there are these hanger-ons. And my mom will say, "Shame, you know, I thought about whoever. Let's call them Judy and her... Judy and her husband. And it's shame. They've got no one, you know, and..." And I go, uh-oh. In my head, I just
go, where
this
is going.
No, this woman and her husband are going to be sitting right next to me at Christmas dinner now.
Do you still have Cliffmas carols?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, brilliant.
No, but that's much more of a, you know, there's like a...
It's an open house, yeah.
So my parents just invite everybody, and that's like a beginning of the Christmas period for us. But this is I'm talking about Christmas Eve dinner. And I know in America, the story of yours, Thanksgiving, it's more or less the same arrangement. People invite family and friends, and they're all... And it's a great idea, by the way, to be grateful and to be thankful for all the things you have. And I get that. Try to be like that every day, to be perfectly honest. Find something to be grateful for. But my mother's a much nicer person than I am, and she'll invite people over. And it'll get very close to ruining my Christmas sometimes that we've got these strange people sitting at the table with us, and I'm looking at my mom.
The
going,
ones no one else wanted.
I'm looking at my mom going, who are they? Why are they here again? Anyway, I suppose she's doing more good than I am.
Yeah.
And
she'll get more and more sentimental.
Right, right. Well, that'll all stop when I start doing Christmas.
No one's making the cut, yeah.
Dips says, "I just walked past the TV and saw that ENCA has set up a booth with financial advisors in front of a Checkers at some mall. How pathetic."
Oh my gosh, that's also... Wait, they have the analysts right at the store.
Yeah, I mean, Dips. And then they're filming them for TV, which is so insulting.
It's almost like the analysts are doing live commentary, like in a National Geographic documentary.
Right, I'm with Dips on this one. I mean, how... patronizing, you know. And I know these media houses all think that they've, because these journalists are, they're filled with superiority complexes, and they're all not nice people. They also believe that they should be there to advise, shame the poor, you know, this thing, like, I'm gonna pitch up and tell you how to spend your money. They're the same people, by the way, who think that national health insurance is a good idea because, shame, you know, ordinary people just can't save for themselves and let the state look after them.
Now I kind of want to watch that, though.
Ah, it's horrible.
Here it is.
Yeah, Dips just pointed out that on ENCA, they've got a booth with financials. Can you imagine? You're going there. Now you want to buy a... there's liquor cheap.
You're trying to buy in peace.
Yeah. You're going to spend the money you've worked hard for. Maybe you want to blow your whole bonus check on booze. Nobody... It's not... The one thing we know for sure is this is not ENCA's business.
All the credit you applied hard to get.
So, yeah, you've gone into debt. Now you must sit and listen to ENCA's financial advisors. Oh, please.
And here you, and yes, there, yes, in aisle number five, you find the African spindleitis in its natural habitat. Watch as she whips out her credit card.
Which she only applied for last Thursday. So she could take advantage of
that's the commentary I want. Yeah. That's what I need.
You get David Attenborough to do it in his soft, you know, whispery voice. And here we see a woman and her children that have been kept out of school today to help her carry all of the rubbish and detritus that she's about to buy from the £5 shop.
Ah, quite a smart move to bring the children with the nimble fingers.
So that they can reach into the deep recesses of the shelf and pull out the expired goods at the back, which she'll not only get for a reduced price of 50% off, but also because they've expired and have gone rotten, can probably take her more of them for even less.
Oh,
and she doesn't need 5 TVs, but for today, at that price, who could say no?
And cutting now to thrilling scenes from Fat Fashions. Whoa, the jiggle and the wriggle.
That man consumers has just walked away with what can only be described as a tent. So much fabric and material to enclose his obese body, because every day is Black Friday for him at the all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm telling you, just leave people alone. Of course it's not a good idea to go and spend your money, but who the hell are you to sit on Mount Olympus and look down on these people?
You went with them every hour of their working day where they were earning their hard-earned money.
Right. Oh no, listen to Michelle. Uh-oh. Michelle just sent me a message. My cousin and I always have an orphan at Christmas. We invite those that are far from family or friends on holiday. We've made cool friends as part of the deal. Well, Michelle, I'm going to introduce you to my mother, and the two of you can organize your own Christmas dinners with all the strays and wastrels.
People from Fitas.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. You have this little party of your own.
Oh, dear.
Look, again, it sounds so cruel and callous.
Yeah, don't say.
No, I know. Thank goodness there are people like Michelle and my mother and, you know, nice people who care about others and think about others and... I mean, it must be awful.
You'd love it because then you don't have to do it.
No, it must be horrible to spend that time of year on your own. And maybe one day I will be so unpleasant that no one will invite me for Christmas. This is probably what's going to happen. It's going to be my just desserts, my comeuppance. One day I'm going to be that sad person who's sitting on their own. Maybe, you know, I doubt it, but maybe. And then all of you can go, ha! Told you so, and we're not inviting you, you grumpy old bastard.
Look, I'm of that age now as well where I have a lot of friends who are, you know, in their early 20s and mid 20s who some might still be so focused on work that they can't get to take time off or go to visit their families. So a lot of my friends are hosting their own Christmas activities and they like, you know what, guys, if you're in town and you don't have any family here, then let's all gather around. Let's make our own family traditions. No, it's like nice and cute. I know. Nice. Yeah. Okay. So you end up like with 15 people around you instead of thinking, you know, oh, shame, you know, I'm all alone here. I really do think it makes a difference.
All right. Well, I've just made a spur of the moment decision. I think we will do a Christmas special this year.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I was going to say no.
What will we do?
Well, I just looked around and I suddenly saw like how many of us are here and we've got no work to do. So I'm going to give everybody a job for the Christmas special and we're going to sing some Christmas songs and we're going to have some not Sia will Sia will not be singing.
Sing the theme tune. Yeah. Write the theme tune.
Can I write the theme tune? Sing the theme tune.
Act out the theme tune.
You know Mariah Carey's ears just pricked up when she heard that we're doing a Christmas special.
I heard a song from her this morning from ages ago, but shame. Her voice now has changed and she can't reach those notes anymore.
Mariah?
And there are a lot of videos going around of her lip syncing and forgetting to sing when the song's playing.
Yeah, she's, listen.
But who can blame her? You can't have this perfect glorious angelic voice all your life, you're gonna age.
Here's a question for Sia this morning on a subject that we thought we'd left behind, but TNT says, Sia, how do you feel about people who go commando, don't wear underwear?
I don't like that, because then you should be washing the pants that you're wearing.
I said Sia.
No, oh.
But I swear.
I'm pretty sure I asked Sia.
You're very right.
Fucking jumping in. You know, Sia, you were that kid in class.
Oh, right? I was. Oh, I was.
Oh, you were.
I'd have my hand up immediately. I'd also tell on other people if they didn't do things.
Oh, like, I would
if they
have
didn't
hated
use
you.
A ruler to underline, I'd go, Miss, Johnny's not using a ruler.
You are so awful.
Were you bullied at school? I'm sure people hated
you.
No,
I was the bully.
No, she was a bully. She was in a gang.
We
oh, right, with the
RV
beer. And the
you better get out the way. If you don't get out the way, we'll kick you out the way.
That's what she used to sing, and other kids used to scatter like...
Yeah.
Like the Amalekites before the Israelites. All right, so go
so
on, Sia.
Intimidating.
Answer the question from TNT here. It's very important. People need to know.
To each his own. I just... can't imagine it, because now you have your kibbles and bits wobbling all over the place. No, I personally don't like it.
Okay, can I go now? he said
no,
his
first Pinky.
Okay, go Pinky.
No, Pinky has no opinion on commando, do you?
Look, for females, I don't mind. For men, I don't know.
Yes, because men's, there's stuff, there's a lot of hanging out of stuff.
Look, if you're wearing a dress or skirt, I think it's fine. But Leanne's right. The moment
really?
You're wearing pants,
oh,
you need to put
Gareth's
hands
interest peaked.
You think?
Sure,
you think?
Ahead.
You think it's okay for women to be pantyless in public?
Yep.
Wow.
I do it.
I was about to say, do you want to share?
Wait.
Wow, exciting
really?
Times. Listen to this,
Leanne.
I've done it before. One time in particular.
Are you very self-conscious when you're?
You kind of feel sexy about it. But the one time we
wonder how many women do
we
this
were
every day.
Touring as a radio team.
Yes.
And well, not touring, but we were in the Cape. Mabale and I may have had a bit too much to drink the night before.
No, that's never happened.
And she knocked on the door to wake me up, and I was stark naked, and I only had time to put on one item of clothing.
Yeah.
So it was either a dress or panties. So on went the dress.
Oh, I was going to say, you didn't pitch up in
just
panties.
In panties.
Exactly. No. So, yeah, I admit that I've even done the show without.
Wow, okay.
This I'm sure it feels like you have a little secret.
You people have no idea. Have you ever been to a urine function? This is interesting. Wow. Okay. This is from Neil. Neil says, have you ever been to a urine function at a mine? That's when it gets really special. This is where Jan and the family pull in for brandy and flace buffet. It's that one time of the year when it seems legit to use trays instead of plates when you dish up food. Well, a lot of companies are doing their year-end functions now. I mean, Leanne, you were saying you did yours.
Yes.
Yesterday. And that means that sometimes there's food and drink and everybody's together. And sometimes there are sexual relations between
there's
people.
There's a lot of excess.
Yeah. And some people overdo it, and some people behave like they would never behave at home, and some people behave like they do behave at home, and you see it for the first time in a company environment. So I think that's what Neil's getting on about here. And maybe some people go to the company function without panties on.
Like Pinky.
Well, Sia, you look at what your question has sparked here. So much of underwear discussion today. Yeah.
I mean,
so
what is the purpose of underwear for men?
It's really to keep everything tidy and organized.
Yeah.
In one place.
Yeah.
That's why I never understood people who wear boxes.
Because it's all out there and jingling around.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have something that just keeps it all together.
Mm.
I think it's important.
It also protects the clothes from...
Pinky has nothing to say, but just as
using
hand gestures.
A lot of hand gestures coming from Pinky here.
Holding
rude,
it all together.
Quite rude hand gestures.
She looks
gestures.
Like she's holding a bunch of grapes. Yeah. Put it that way.
You were going to say?
Why women wear underwear. It's also got, this is really gross, but it's got a lot to do with bodily functions and,
and
stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So if that stuff's happening onto your jeans, then you should be washing your jeans every time you don't wear underwear. There's a purpose.
All right.
It's very purposeful, all of these things.
Exciting.
It's probably really uncomfortable to not wear underwear when you're wearing jeans.
Yeah. Also,
pants.
You have the chance of getting the willy and the zip thing.
Oh. Yes. Well, if you're a man.
Yes.
It's something you think about quite often.
Or a woman.
Yes. Sorry. That was very gender stereotypical of me. And what cis normal. I apologize to all the three transgender listeners that we have. We all live in the same house.
How? Since when? No, I'm not going with
this.
You know
Carol and Sven and Denise. You know them, right? Oh.
Carol.
Sven and Denise.
Denise! Anyway, good for them. All right, so all of this stuff's coming up. Lots of people very excited about end-of-year corporate functions. Lots of people excited about Black Friday. And Gugu was at a big mall last night, and he saw people camping outside one of the shops at 10 o'clock in the evening. He went to a movie, and he sent us a picture of that. And these people, like, they have this frightened look on their faces, like deer caught in the headlights, because they're going to have to go to war for that flat screen TV. Mm. And what is it about TVs in particular? If anyone has an answer for this, I would be really grateful. What is it about a TV on Black Friday that people are most excited about?
Yeah, it's like
about?
The go-to item.
Yeah. That seems to be the one.
I find it interesting as well that on the Ellen show, she gives away TVs all the time.
Well, because she's on TV, Leanne.
Oh, that makes sense.
Jesus.
Okay, I watch her on watch her on my phone.
You know, we'll
so
do. We'll edit that out of the podcast, so you don't sound like a moron.
Shut up.
Tato says I'm heading off to East London on Saturday. Wish me luck. Ugh, what would you want to do there? I work for a huge multinational, and our department's year end was cancelled because we cannot celebrate failure. I'm feeling so motivated for 2020.
Listen, a lot of companies have cancelled it completely because of budget.
Morgan, that's terrible. Morgan's very motivated for 2020 in the light of the fact that their company's cancelled.
It's almost like a parent reprimanding you because we are not accepting failure. A friend of mine works for a company, and in particular, she's in a department that wasn't invited to this year's end of year party because of how the department behaved last year.
Oh my word.
They behaved so badly that they're not going to
so
do
it. So horribly. It really was like, it's like your mother punishing you for your horrible behavior. Like, you know what? You can sit in the corner now. You can sit in the corner and you can watch us eat.
Why doesn't my mother invite that department for Christmas? That sounds like a fun bunch of people.
It was at Sun City, so the whole company went over to Sun City.
Oh, and you know there's going to be sex.
That was already the first problem, I think.
Yeah.
Everyone was booked a room there, but this department in particular, like, exhausted the company tab at the bar. And I think this is when the CEO was really ticked off the most. You know, there's that club at Sun City?
Yeah.
Yes. The club there. When a lot of individuals in this department, even after partying the whole day, decided to go to the club. And the club was like, no, sorry, hi, you need to pay. They're like, pay? We've been drinking for free. So some idiots decided to call the CEO and say, this is inexcusable. Like, why can't we have access to the club? And so that's when the CEO is just like, the whole department is not allowed at next year's end of year party.
George Meany wants to hop in on this.
Oh, yeah.
How's it, Gareth?
How's it?
Many years ago, we had urine function at night. We don't have them at night anymore because the staff got terribly drunk. And that aside, somebody drove home drunk and had a car accident and died.
Oh, no.
So ever since that day, we don't have nighttime parties.
Yeah, you don't want to be responsible for that. We're doing a daytime thing on I think, a Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do lunchtime stuff now.
Yeah. Oh, that
makes
sense.
They still drink.
That makes sense. Oh, by the way, I just got a message from Sven who said, leave me out of this.
Silly Jedi. I don't know of whole departments acting out at work functions, but I know of an individual who slept with her boss.
That happens.
Went back to her hotel room, which she was sharing with a colleague.
Mm-hmm.
told her that she just slept with her boss, got up during the night to get some water or something, tripped and smashed her face into the wall, breaking her nose.
Oh my God, what a disaster.
It's just one night. Just try to keep it together.
Oh no.
Keep the jocks on, you know?
Yeah, well, speaking of keeping the jocks on, lots of people talking about Sia's very interesting. We went into basically a dissertation on, this could be a master's thesis on underwear.
Mm-hmm.
AS says, if your bum is itchy, you can't scratch it directly. You need to use the undies to scratch.
That's also true. That's
that
why they're
there. That is a good point. That's why you shouldn't go, Commander. Yes.
Leanne, it is called a drip tray, the function of underwear. That's from V.
A drip tray?
Exactly, a drip tray. Underwear, Tabisa says, is for boner control for men. That's also an important function, according to Tabisa.
How tight do they have to be for that?
Well, you know, making a good point here. Tato says, bring some cool clothes. It's getting hot and steamy in East London. Oh, that's a message for Tato from Robin. Okay, so Robin just helping
hot
Tato
and steamy
out. Yes. Mm-hmm. Had it been Gugu that made the CBD oil and Ellen and TV comments, Leanne would be having a field day. Yes,
this
that's
is true.
Right.
You're
yes.
very, very
good
right.
Good point, right, Gugu?
They, very good points. Had it been me, I would have been like, oh, you stupid ass.
Exactly. Yeah, good for you.
Hello, ass.
Oh.
Lindy,
I see what you did there.
Lindy says, it's our year-end function tonight, and I ain't going. It's bad enough that I have to listen to these people's rants all year. I'm in HR, and I'm sometimes subjected to share a microwave with them, too. Mm. Undizzy. That's from Lindy. So she's not excited about tonight at all. All right, let's go to messages. Here's something from Sean this morning. Sean has this to say. Sean?
Guys, I haven't worn underwear for the last, I don't know, fucking 12 years. Hang free, brother. Live your life. Let them loose. Sounds... it's the best thing ever.
All right, Sean. Great. Good for you. Everyone's totally turned off by that.
It's the drip tray thing.
Oh, no.
All right, and Gavin says, I think the TV is always a grudge buy because you don't actually need it to survive. And when you do buy a new TV, it's like less than half the price a month later when they release a new model. So when you go to a Black Friday deal, you're almost beating the cycle as well.
Mm.
Makes some sense. That's Gavin's theory on the TV.
Mm. Speaking of Black Friday.
Go on.
There is a company called Digital Shadows. They're a digital security firm. And they're putting out a warning as well. Everyone is putting out warnings for Black Friday, clearly. If it's not the analyst, then it's them, Digital Shadows. And they are saying, folks, as great as it is that all of these big companies are pushing out their Black Friday deals, also be aware of the black market and their Black Friday deals.
What do you mean?
Sure.
You're from the
like
from
the, Hong Kong.
The dark web and the black market.
And the people who've taken stuff off a truck.
Those people. James Chappell, he's from Digital Shadows, and they're based in the UK. In the UK alone, they noticed such a massive spike in Black Friday deals as well. Between 2017 and 2018, there was more than $30 million that was spent on Black Friday, particularly on the dark web. Things like getting deals on drugs.
How do you access the dark web? Do you have to Google dark web?
I don't know how. You can get some discounts on
darkweb.com.
Or you can get some discounts on stolen data. Are you also looking for some fake IDs? Well, this could possibly be the time for you to save
waiting.
A penny on that.
I was waiting because I was going to go to Home Affairs, but this sounds like a
good deal. This is the time. Yes. So Digital Shadows, yes, say that the dark web also uses the same strategies that online retailers and physical retailers use, but they just use it for criminal markets. And so they say that they've seen them, you know, use tons of discounts, and they build up excitement for events and adverts to entice and enthuse users. And they just see, like, on 2018 alone, and once again, because they're UK based, this is the information they have. There were 1,600 online posts for Black Friday with illegal sales. There's an audience for this, folks.
Sure. And you know what? Buy online. I think that's, if you're going to do any Black Friday stuff, buying online seems like the way to go.
Whether you're buying an organ.
Yeah.
Or buying a TV.
What organ are you in the market for, though? Because, I mean, in Leanne's case, might be a liver.
Maybe. I'm shopping for a liver for Leanne.
Oh.
What a thoughtful Christmas
that's something
present.
You can buy online because you, I mean, if you see it in person, you're not going to know if it's good or not.
Well, sometimes it's nice if they attach a photo so you can just see that it's not gray and rancid and cirrhosis.
It's more pink than gray.
Yeah. I'm in the business of looking for underwear for Pinky and Sean.
Yes, good idea. You just need to get their sizes. Yes. So Pinky and Sean, if you would please submit your sizes to sia@cliffcentral.com, and he will be sure to send you some complimentary charity underwear.
Okay,
and remember, charity underwear might be secondhand, but it's better than going pantyless.
Gareth, I'm also looking for another heart for you so that you can accommodate more people at the dinner party.
That's very sweet Christmas. Of you. So a liver for Leanne, heart for me, and some panties for Pinky. Well, you've got your Christmas list all sorted out.
Thank you.
George, you're not falling for any Black Friday specials, are you?
No, I actually went on this morning and I scrolled through some stuff while I was having coffee and I was like, the first Black Friday, I actually am not excited to buy anything. Exactly.
You're not the only one.
Only Gareth found that funny.
George Meany. George, well, because there are people who'll go, oh, it's wonderful.
See, I just pulled a muscle laughing.
See, he found it funny. George Meany is the CEO of Auto Trader, which is South Africa's biggest car sales platform. And you guys sell tons of cars. Is there a special spike on Black Friday?
Yeah, so we've got a special page dedicated to Black Friday deals. And I think there's about 60 million rands worth of discounts today on cars. So if you go to autotrader.co.za and you'll find the link to the page that's on our site.
You know, one of the reasons I'm really pleased that you're here is I often think about questions that you're the only guy who could really answer them. Is there a best time of the year to buy a new car? We had this question come up before, and you kind of answered that it depends on when the new models are coming out or any of that stuff. But generally, is there a time of year that's good?
Well, generally, if the car's not in high demand, like incredibly high demand, then the best time of the year is probably the first quarter, January, February, March, because we've crossed the cusp of the year.
Okay.
And the car becomes 1 year older. So it probably if it's not in high demand, it usually depreciates in price. Okay. So the best time is probably first quarter of the year to get the best value for your money. But I don't think there is a best time. Hmm. The best time to buy a new car, or should I say, a 1 year old previous model car, is when a brand new one's launched, because those cars then become lower in demand.
Okay, and that's probably also then a good advisory to people who want to sell a car. If there's a new kind of your car coming out, you better sell it before that one.
Before
that
comes out, yeah. Right. Because otherwise you're going to have to hang on to it.
You're too behind.
You're a little bit behind the curve. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, George, what do we got in the world of motoring and the lifestyle around cars that we need to talk about and know about today?
Well, first to answer Sia's question, the dark web is nothing dark.
Dum, 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 dum.
All it is it's unindexable sites. So it's exactly the same as
the stuff Google won't let you find.
So you type in a URL.
You have to type in a URL to get to those web pages.
So for example, I was just on assassinations.com.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You can actually order for people to come and kill other people. And
I heard the contact person there has the initials HRC.
Could be.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. What's going on, George?
Anyway, so we are way into the throes again of the 2020 Auto Trader South African Car of the Year, and we have 25 semi-finalists, and the consumers have voted. Tens of thousands of votes came in, well as professional journalists having voted. And among those in the running are Audi, BMW, Citroen, the Ford Ranger, and the Ford Raptor, Hyundai. Jaguar I-Pace, which I'm excited about, Kia Sportage, the Mahindra, Mercedes is obviously up there, Mitsubishi, Peugeot, Subaru, Suzuki, Toyota, and a VW T-Cross, the new VW T-Cross.
Very good.
So look out for those 25 semi-finalists on autotrader.co.za, and now you can start gearing up to vote for the finalists, which will be announced next year.
Awesome.
Awesome
this
stuff.
This is important. It's a once a year thing, and it's usually a very big deal.
Yep.
Just remind us who won last year.
The Mercedes Benz. The Mercedes Benz A Class won.
Very nice. It's a good car.
It's a very good
There's
car.
There's a guy on the highway behind me this morning. He just wouldn't let me in one of those. So I'm a little prejudiced against them this morning, but I'll be fine by tomorrow. All right.
And then everybody's been talking about this Cybertruck of Elon Musk.
Ugh. You brought it up first last week.
I did.
And it looks like it was brought up by
what's a robot.
The monster from Transformers.
Yeah.
Megatron. Looks like Megatron threw up. That's what that thing looks like.
Wow. I think it's bloody ugly.
Hideous.
It's, you know, it's different, which, you know, I take my hat off to him for, but it's ugly, and it's, he says it costs less than $50,000, which is about 735,000 rand. So not bad for a truck that can go, you know, 0 to 100 km/h in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
But,
it may be very powerful. It may be revolutionary and interesting, and
it's got unbreakable windows that break.
Yeah, and it might be for the memes, like Elon Musk said it was, but it's very ugly.
It's very ugly. I don't know if it was a big PR stunt, but it's you know, when something is way ahead of its time, it always fails. He reckons there's 250,000 orders. I wonder. I mean, I'm a massive Tesla fan, but this thing doesn't inspire me.
Surely someone should have told him along the way.
No, but you see what happens.
Not a good idea.
No, you know what happens to these billionaires is a guy like that. Everybody regards him as like the living Iron Man, and then when he comes up with a terrible idea, wow, Elon, you're so brilliant, and you're such a genius, and you're so much smarter than us. And then he believes it. He gets high on his own supply, and he goes, "Yes, look at this ugly as sin." Car that I've developed.
So he says the car was inspired by the Blade Runner film of 1982. I don't even know if I've seen Blade Runner.
Inspired by junk heaped on top of other junk at a junkyard. That's inspired.
That's a lot of junk.
It's a huge pile of steaming rusted junk.
It's like the commando guy with his junk early on.
Yep.
If you gave me one of these for free, I would probably set it on fire.
It probably won't burn.
I'd spend 3 seconds in it, getting to 100, and then I'd burn it.
Okay. Well, I don't think anyone wants it at this point. If you're one of those rare people who wants it, please explain to the rest of us.
Exactly. Uber loses its license in London.
Oh, I saw this story.
The whole of London?
The whole of London. So, I mean, I don't know if the London authorities are just looking for an angle to keep the London taxi cabs alive. Because they were up in arms a while ago.
That's what I think it is.
So Uber got an extension 15 months ago after promising to rethink its safety approach. Mm-hmm. And now the London authorities are on them again. Apparently they got 21 days left on this extension, and then they can't operate. Uber says they're going to appeal this in the magistrate's court. So let's see whether they just buck the law.
Sure.
Jeez, Uber spends a lot of time in court and doing legal things.
I Ubered you this morning because my car's in the
shop.
And
did you forget where your car was?
I didn't know what to call it for a second. I was going to say dealership, but
outside Jolly Roger.
I couldn't help you. I lost it. Like three words. First word sounds like
The shop.
Shop sounds like a chop shop. It's not in the chop shop.
Ah, here's someone who wants the Cybertruck, by the way.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, South Africa. Believe it or not. Yes. No, this is an actual person. And he says, I want the Cybertruck, good advertising for my plumbing business. And it's much prettier than the Toyota FJ Cruiser.
What are you going to use it to drag out geezers?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, maybe because it's so odd looking, it would be a good moving billboard.
True.
Yeah. All right. So sorry, you were at your car was at the shop.
Well, my car is at the dealership, so I Ubered you this morning. Yes. And I must be honest, it's the second Uber that I've climbed in the last 2 to 3 weeks that has been in the worst state that I've seen Uber cars.
No, it's a standard slipping a bit.
Give them a one rating.
Well, I couldn't because the driver was incredibly friendly and a hell of a nice guy.
You're ruining it for the rest of us, George. I'm just warning you because you're not giving an honest rating. And then that guy pitches up at my house with his stinky, smelly car.
True.
And I'm going to go, George Meany.
Exactly. I've still got an Uber rating.
You're going to blame all yes. the bad Ubers on George.
I'm trying
George
to get my own rating up, which George, is only on 4.2.
George is trying to be kind, and he's giving a higher rating than he should to a driver with a dirty car. So he's ruining it for the rest of us. You've got to be honest about your rating, everybody. Stop doing this. Stop trying to make it about whether the person's nice or not. All right, everybody give your Uber rating. Come on, let's
George,
go.
This is really bad. George, I think you might be bad. The lowest here.
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, no. I'm 4.4. I thought it was 4.2. Oh, maybe it was 4.2. It's 4.4.
I might be the lowest here.
I'm at 4.66. I think I was at 4.67 a while ago, so someone obviously gave me a bad rating. What do you got there, Pinky?
4.22.
Yes! I win.
4.22! You horror of a human being.
What is yours, sir?
You set fire to the person's car after you climb out?
I don't know. Like,
are you late for the Uber? Does an Uber ever wait for you?
Oh, that's, I think, a big deal.
Like, I'm always waiting for the Uber, and I have 4.75.
Is that the only thing you do different?
What do you lose?
I tend to not talk on the way to the drinking place, and I tend to talk a lot on the way back.
Oh, that would give me a shitty rating.
I've gone up by a point one since you last did this on the show, so I'm on 4.36.
I even beat you.
Yeah. The little things, okay.
What is Gareth on?
4.66.
Okay.
George, here's a question. There's always a good question for you. This one comes from Babazi. Babazi says, George, why did my X class not make it to Car of the Year? It's the most beautiful Bucky in South Africa. I've been driving it for almost a year. It's great on fuel too. It's the rightful winner. What's wrong with you, George?
You're the only one who voted for it.
Okay.
It's all in the votes.
It needs votes.
Trying to blame you for everything.
Exactly.
All right, very good.
We can only blame George for the Ubers. Come on now. We can't also blame him for the voting.
I'll take it on. It's Black Friday. It's cool.
I just want to point out that Lauren Burton just sent me a screenshot of her Uber rating.
Your name and surnaming her.
Lauren got 5.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, 5. Lauren.
5.00 star rating.
No, how long have you had the account for?
Lauren's probably done one trip ever, and it was her mom's Uber.
Yeah. See right through you,
Lauren.
That's
an interesting question. Do you start off with 5? Must do. Can't start off with 0.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe no, I think we all start.
Good reason to talk to the people from Uber. I don't know. Anyway.
A town in Iceland paints a 3D zebra crossing to slow down speeding cars after the pedestrian deaths increased by 41%.
Oh, wow. So they paint it to look like it's an
optical illusion. It looks like you're going to drive into something. A whole lot of white bars of wood or something.
In Iceland. Looks like ice blocks on the road.
Yeah, but that can also have the effect of making people even more nervous, and they slam on their brakes, and then they cause accidents, and you've got to be careful.
End up through shop windows.
Maybe their brains are frozen.
Yeah. I just drive carefully, especially over this time of year. I don't want to proselytize and try to tell you what to do, but there are a lot of crazy people on the road at this time, and the cops are out in full force, right,
they
George?
Are.
Yesterday, I went through 7 traffic lights that were out of order and 1 roadblock.
Ugh. You must have taken you an extra couple of minutes to get to wherever you were going.
Well, I was going to Hartbeespoort, so it was...
Sorry? Just... You mean Hartbeespoort?
I said it wrong, sorry.
Where were you going?
It took me an extra 45 minutes or so.
Sorry, Lynn, I was making a note there. Where were you going?
Hartbeespoort.
Okay.
No. Say it properly. All right, loads of comments, George, before you go. Neil says, F you, Lauren. He's got 4.93. All right.
And he blanked out his surname, so you couldn't surname him.
Clayton has a 4.89.
Okay, you perfect human beings.
All these people boasting about how good they are in Uber. Hey, I took a normal Uber to a function yesterday. No aircon, bad car, very slow. I felt a bit nervous to take an Uber back at 1:30 a.m., so I took Uber Black. What an experience.
Yeah, no, I've done that before.
Yeah, you see, us ordinary poor people, we use Uber, and then we end up in cars that George used before.
Uber minus one.
Yeah. Yeah, Uber plus and Uber Black and Uber minus one. All right. By the way, you can see an Uber car on the roads now, right?
Yeah, you can.
They're all silver or white, and they all have that really dirty fabric-covered back seat.
And they drive really slowly, and they don't know if they're turning left now or in another kilometer.
Yeah, so here it comes. The complaints are starting to roll in for Uber.
Well, yes.
I still love them, by the way.
Here's half of good news, which is the petrol price is about to rise, but the diesel price is about to drop.
Oh, thank God.
So I'll just put diesel in my car then.
I've been screwed over because I've had a diesel car for the longest time, and now suddenly...
It's coming down.
Yay.
So the predicted increase of 11 cents a litre for 95 octane, 7 cents a litre for 93 octane, and a massive drop of 18 cents a litre in diesel.
Hip, hip, hooray!
So this should happen now in the first 2 weeks of December. And, you know, just before the holidays, if you drive a diesel car, well, there you go.
All right. Thanks, George. That's good news for me, but for nobody else here because they all drive petrol cars. So now they're depressed.
Get electric.
Yes, we should all get electric. I agree. Especially after you and I both test drove an electric car in the last couple of weeks, and we're both converts, but it's now just a question of doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's expensive.
Well, the car is expensive.
Yes.
The electricity, though, not so much.
No, the running costs are low, low, much lower than your current car. But I think people are put off by the upfront cost.
Mm. All right, everybody, that's all we got time for. It is Friday morning. If you're wondering, we were going to have some guests in this morning, but they also got caught up in traffic, so we'll reschedule them for another time. And we'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m. bright and early.
Maybe they were getting high on their own supply.
Maybe, huh?
Oh, see.
Come up a lot this morning, Elon Musk. Oh, quickly. I've noticed when you don't tip the driver, they give you a lower rating. My score always reduces when you don't tip the driver. Because that's a thing that Uber introduced.
Yes.
Very bad idea, if you ask me.
I think it's a flipping bad idea.
Yeah, because now suddenly it's all dependent on how much you tip.
Like an American society, tip society.
Yeah, and I don't like it one little bit. All right, thank you, everybody. Lots of fun. We will see you on Monday. Be good. Have an excellent weekend. Blah, 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 blah. Very good. All right. Cheers. CliffCentral.com.